CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It's dangerously cold from the northern plains through much of the Midwest. Temperatures overnight fell to the single digits in Chicago.
Classes for Chicago public school students are canceled today.
It's 15 below in Duluth, Minnesota, but a stiff wind makes it feel like minus 37. Bruce Gordon is with the State Department of Public Safety. He's urging people to play it safe.
It takes just a few short minutes for wind chills of 35 below or colder to freeze affected and exposed skin. So we're telling people don't stay outside for very long if you don't have to.
Tony Pushard manages a warming station in Augusta, Maine.
It's gradually gotten busier. We've had 50, 55 people down there so far. It's been one of the busiest days.
And temperatures are in the single digits in the east, below freezing in parts of the south. Southern California is the only hot spot, with record-breaking highs yesterday in the 80s. Divers have found the tail section of AirAsia Flight 8501 at the bottom of the Java Sea. CBS News aviation analyst Mark Rosenker tells us that's the part of the plane with the flight data and cockpit voice recorders, which could help explain what went wrong.
They should be able to bring up those boxes, and hopefully they will be in good enough condition that they can be read, which is necessary to understand exactly what happened.
The crash last week killed all 162 on board. Only 40 bodies have been recovered. President Obama will be on the road the next 3 days, previewing themes from his State of the Union address later this month. CBS's Jeff Gilbert tells us today's stop is a Ford plant in Detroit.
As the president praises the resurgence of the auto industry, Ford will be able to show how it's added 24,000 jobs since the depths of the recession. Ford is also the only domestic company that didn't take a federal bailout, but it did take federal loan money to convert this plant from truck production to production of small cars and hybrids.
Astronomers have found 8 new planets orbiting distant stars. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
NASA's Kepler spacecraft has spent more than 4 years searching for planets that might harbor life. And astronomer Maggie Adarin-Pocock says the 8 new ones discovered are just the latest of many possibilities.
One of the things that Kepler's finding is that we're finding many more exoplanets out there than we anticipated, which means the probability is working in our favor.
Just one problem. The closest candidate is 500 light years away. Frank?
A VA hospital in El Paso will be closed today while the FBI questions witnesses to a deadly shooting. It took the lives of the suspected gunman and the second person.
There were a few people here that had appointments at the VA that were just kind of waiting to see what was going on. It's really sad what happened.
A naval officer's pleaded guilty in a bribe case involving a military contractor. Assistant U.S. Attorney Robert Hayoui says Commander Luis Jose Sanchez could face 20 years in prison.
He admitted taking bribes of cash, services of prostitutes, and paid travel.
S&P futures are up 12 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street after 2 days of steep declines. This is CBS News.
Imagine a store that lets you get the things you wanted, how you wanted. Don't want to use your credit? Don't. Don't have credit? Don't worry. Want to set up a payment plan around your pay dates so you're never short on cash? It's up to you. Imagine payments that fit your budget, your schedule, your life. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Flexible payment plan scheduled around your needs. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions, and they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
The time capsule that Paul Revere, Sam Adams, and other founding fathers buried under the Massachusetts State House way back in 1795 has been opened for the first time since 1855. WBZ reporter Bernice Corpuz was on hand as the contents were removed.
It's the moment many people have been waiting for.
Newspapers.
Museum of Fine Arts conservator Pam Hatchfield carefully opened the small brass box and revealed a newspaper.
There was a lot of paper in here.
In fact, 5 folded newspapers were packed inside, along with the seal of the Commonwealth and about 2 dozen coins.
1 cent, 1 cent, 1 cent.
One of them dating back to the 1600s.
Now I'm excited.
The last item removed was a silver plate made by Paul Revere.
And it has fingerprints on it.
Dedicated on the day it was placed in the cornerstone of the State House.
Officials expect to put the artifacts on display at the Commonwealth Museum before returning the box to the cornerstone at the State Capitol. Frank Settapani, CBS News.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you could save.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
This morning on WCHL, Staples Incorporated has contacted Chapel Hill shoppers to let them know their credit card information may have been compromised in a December data hack. Temperatures have transitioned from rather mild earlier in the week to well below normal. It is going to get worse. And record low temperatures over the next week or so could have dire consequences for pets and livestock in North Carolina if they're not cared for properly. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carpet Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, junior point guard Marcus Page isn't having the kind of season, at least statistically, many pundits were expecting from the preseason All-America candidate. And
is Gene Chizik Carolina's man, or isn't he?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 WCHL, 29 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Not so bad. Actually, very close to our weather yesterday, but tomorrow is going to be different. Mostly cloudy today. Slight hints of sprinkles or flurries this morning. Breezy, much cooler today. High today in the middle 30s. And temperatures will fall to about 30 late in the afternoon. We'll also have some very strong winds later in the day. Staples Inc. has contacted Chapel Hill shoppers to let them know the credit card information may have been compromised at a December data hack. 115 stores were targeted across the nation, including the location on East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Officials say shoppers who visited the store on East Franklin between August 10th and September 16th of last year may be at risk. In a letter sent to customers, the office supply chain said it's offering a variety of services, including identity theft protection, credit monitoring, and free credit reports to anyone who may have used a credit card at the store during that time span. Staples estimates as many as 1.6 million credit cards may have been compromised as a result of the breach. For information on how to sign up for free credit monitoring, you can go to our website, and we have a link there. Temperatures have transitioned from rather mild earlier this week to well below normal already. National Weather Service meteorologist Shauna Coakley says these cold temperatures are here to stay at least for a few days.
We're going to have temperatures quite a bit below normal through pretty much into the weekend. Looks like we're only going to reach into the upper 30s, and then Thursday we're expecting the coldest day so far. That's probably going to struggle to get out of the upper 20s or so.
Coakley says there are dangerous situations that can develop with these frigid temperatures.
We're not expecting precipitation over that time period, but there is the possibility we could see some wind chill issues. Lows Wednesday night will be into the teens, possibly nearing single digits.
Last year, polar vortex seemed to be everyone's catchphrase. Coakley says that while it's fun to say, the polar vortex is not an anomaly, and we see portions of it nearly every year.
Polar vortex is always there, and we frequently get pieces of that that break off and can influence our weather. So it's not a new thing by any stretch, but I guess it has a catchy name.
And even though we may not see any snow or ice associated with the system, Coakley says that it's still important to take precautions if you have to go out into the cold weather.
The best thing to do would be stay indoors as much as possible, but make sure you cover any exposed skin. try to stay out of the wind because that's going to really lead to maybe some problems with frostbite or hypothermia if you're exposed too long. So if you do have to go out, you know, gloves, scarves, anything you can do to lessen the exposure to the skin.
If you or someone you know is experiencing any signs of hypothermia, shivering, dizziness, fatigue, and shallow breathing, call 911 immediately. Chapel Hill Town officials are taking the opportunity to remind everyone to have your heating system checked while we still have more winter ahead of us. This time of year, residents are also reminded not to bring any outdoor heating devices, including grills or outdoor propane heaters, inside because there's an increased risk of setting fire to your home. Leaders are also reminding residents to leave your water on a slow drip to reduce chances of a burst pipe in cases where pipes are affixed to an outdoor wall and you don't have alternate ways to insulate the pipe. Also, we need to make sure that our pets are taken care of in these colder temperatures. Pets should either have an adequate structure with proper insulation to keep them warm, or it should be brought inside to ensure their safety. Record low temperatures over the next week could have dire consequences for pets and livestock if they're not cared for properly. That's why Orange County Animal Services urges owners to bring their outdoor pets inside whenever possible, especially overnight, as temperatures drop into the low 20s, and it will get colder than that. If you can't bring your pets or livestock indoors, make sure to provide some kind of adequate shelter from wind and rain. The shelter should be closed on three sides. Blankets and straw should be placed inside for more warmth. Remember, fur alone is not enough protection when it's cold outside, as it's projected to be. Exposure to such low temperatures could be fatal. If you'd like more information or to report animals that are at risk, you can call Orange County Animal Services at 919-942-7387. And we have that number on our website. Read the story there at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We've been running ads on CHL for a while, encouraging you to support your community and dine locally. We wanted you to know that we'd obviously love it if you chose Squid, Spanky's, or 411 West every night. But when you decide to dine somewhere else, please choose one of the many fine, locally owned, independent restaurants in the area. Why independent? Well, chains spend their money back at corporate headquarters in Chicago or New York or L.A., but not locally. A recent study showed that locally owned restaurants reinvest in their communities at three times the rate the chains do. In the long run, the fact that local businesses do business locally leads to more resources for our community. Better schools, better teachers, more public services. You're not saving the world when you go out to eat, but every little bit makes a difference. So please, support your community and dine locally. Thanks again from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. Flipping the calendar to a new year can cause reflection over what happened over the previous 12 months. And it can provide a clean slate for starting anew. And it can present new challenges as well. WCHL's Blake Hodge has some of the top priorities in our area for 2015.
Managing growth and fighting poverty. Now, these are two ideas that would seem to counter each other, but throughout our community, this theme of juxtaposition continues to emerge. The message from many community leaders is that we must continue to strive for growth while lending a helping hand to those in need. In that vein, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt said that he is excited about the two zones in Orange County that were chosen by the Family Success Alliance aimed at helping children from low-income families continue on to higher levels of education. Kleinschmidt adds that Chapel Hill specifically has to focus on the Design 2020 development project while also working toward a public transit solution.
Dealing with the financial sustainability issues surrounding our transit system, we're going to be exploring some new ways of financing bus purchases. You know, the earmarks that David Price, our congressman, used to bring to us to buy new buses, those are gone, and we have to find new ways to do that.
Meanwhile, in neighboring Carrboro, Mayor Lydia Lavelle says that they will be focusing on bringing more projects to the town.
As the economy continues to do a little better, we're hoping to see some more projects either come forward or be before us over the next year, including projects like the library.
Kristen Smith with the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce says that she believes there will be a re-energized spirit to help those in need.
I think some people are renewing their focus on poverty and how we can come together and collaborate around that.
Smith cites that the UNC Global Research Institute focus will be on feeding a hungry world for the 2015-2016 and the 2016-2017 academic years. Mayor Tom Stevens says the town of Hillsboro will be focusing on ways to systematically build citizen engagement and leadership throughout the community. He adds that promoting tourism will be a key, along with managing growth.
We need to welcome newcomers. We're going to have two new neighborhoods that are going to get their beginnings with people moving in the coming year at Waterstone and at Forest Ridge, and we have other places and homes being built. So we're going to have a lot of new folks in town, and I think the best way that we keep our small town character is bring people in, welcome them in, make them part of neighborhoods as part of Hillsboro.
Riding that tourism wave, Lori Policelli with the Orange County Visitors Bureau says that they are working to continue bringing in higher numbers of visitors to the area.
We're trying to work with our partners to figure out, do we stay open a little later? Do we offer night lighting, more wayfinding, more marketing of the area? So we have our work cut out for us. We have a lot of opportunity, a lot of smart leaders here.
And Policelli adds that it will be important to bring in those visitors to fill the hotels that are targeting our community. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll continue our look back at the year in review. The year in review for 2014, the top news stories and the top news makers of the entire year. And that is on the way on WCHL. And coming up next, WCHL Championship Sports. But first, let's take a look at your traffic and weather together. And traffic this morning is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. Not a lot of traffic out there so far this morning. No problems at all to report. But just a reminder that with this extremely cold weather that we're having, if you have a weak battery or anything like that, you might want to be prepared. Maybe get a new battery or at least keep everything you need in your car if you get stuck somewhere. Keep some warm clothes, maybe a blanket and that sort of thing, because that is the kind of thing that can really jump up and bite you in really frigid temperatures. And more on that in just a moment. By the way, if you know of anything traffic-related that we're not reporting, you can call us in the newsroom. Call Nikki Morse, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Let us know. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather forecast, this is brought to you by the Carolina Inn here in Chapel Hill. It is mostly cloudy skies today. Slight chance of sprinkles or flurries in the morning. Breezy, much cooler. Our high today only about 35 degrees. Right now it is 28 degrees in Chapel Hill. Just a couple of degrees cooler than it was here at the same time yesterday. Our temperatures will rise up to about 35 or 36 and then fall gradually during the afternoon hours. We'll also get some strong winds. That's going to really make the difference. Wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, brisk, much colder with a low down around 10. And also we'll still have those winds. Wind chill values as low as 2 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and colder with a high only in the middle 20s. Tomorrow night also going to be incredibly cold. The wind chill values as low as 3 below. And it's just going to be really cold for the next couple of days. So please make sure that you are ready to deal with it if you have to be outside. And most of us do at some point during the day. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Check them out if you haven't already. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, and we're going to start with Carolina basketball. Junior point guard Marcus Page is not having the kind of season, at least statistically, that many of the so-called experts expected from the preseason All-American candidate. Of course, we all expected big things from Marcus Page this year, but the humble Page, although not very vocal, remains the unquestioned leader of the 11-3 Tar Heels and recently weighed in on the state of the team. WCHL's Matt Oakes has this report.
Page isn't the most outspoken Carolina player on the floor, but he's never been bashful when it comes to telling it like it is. He says the Tar Heels have been missing far too many easy shots around the basket and points the finger at a toughness issue.
If you can get the ball 2 or 3 feet away from the basket, you know, at that point it comes up to being tough enough to finish the play. So I don't know if there's a whole lot you can say to change that.
The 71-70 home loss to number 13 Notre Dame hit the entire team hard. But Page says it's not for the lack of opportunities that Carolina came out on the wrong end of the scoreboard.
The hoop had a lid on it at the end. I missed a right-handed layup, two left-handed layups. Kennedy missed one under the basket. One of the shots we took rimmed in and out. JP got a great look. You know, you have to make some of those, and those didn't go in.
It's true the Tar Heels rallied admirably back from a double-digit deficit in the second half. The main spark plug for the comeback? Freshman Theo Pinson. Pinson's play on both ends of the floor rallied the team and fired up the crowd at a time when the energy was waning in the sleepy Smith Center. Page, though, says he's not surprised by the freshman's level of impact. He says Page needs to believe in his immense talent and let himself go on the basketball court.
And he was that guy. He responded with his energy. And I told him at halftime, you know, we need him to make those type of plays more often. You know, recognize your talents and abilities and try to use those. Don't just try to fit in. You know, be aggressive, make plays, and he did that. He did a great job giving us a boost in the second half.
What's more, Page likes the fact that Pinson is what he's not, a vocal and emotional force.
Yeah, he just has a lot of energy, and he, you know, he's one of the most talkative guys on the team, so that kind of plays well for him to try to lead and be that type of guy. And then when he makes plays, obviously that's backing it up, so I was proud of the way he played.
Clearly, Pinson and the Tar Heels have plenty of room to grow this season, and there's time to do just that. It's still January. Page recognizes this and says he's not discouraged by the start to the ACC campaign. He's putting things in perspective and says he still believes the Tar Heels are improving with each game that passes.
I still think we have a ways to go. It was only our second league game. We got another big game coming up. But, you know, we didn't make the plays tonight. That doesn't change the fact that we've progressed over the past 5 or 6 games. Obviously, we don't want to lose any games at home or lose any games that we feel we should have won. We didn't play great in the first half. I still feel we should have won this game. But at the same time, you know, we're getting there. You know, a couple of possessions change here and there, and we have a win. And the vibe and is completely different.
There's a fine line between winning and losing in major college basketball, especially at the ACC level, where there is no rest for the weary. Next up for Page and the growing Tar Heels is a Saturday showdown with Rick Pitino and his number 5 Louisville Cardinals in the Smith Center. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Is Gene Chizik Carolina's new defensive coordinator for the football program? Well, we will have more on that coming up in an hour with Art Chansky in today's Sports Notebook on WCHL. A lot of word just several days ago that Gene Chizik was the man. These days, it's awfully quiet. There has been no official announcement. We hear that vetting is going on with Gene Chizik, who used to be the head coach at Auburn. But again, no official announcement. Art Chansky will delve into that story coming up next hour. The police investigation into allegations that NASCAR driver Kurt Busch assaulted his ex-girlfriend has been finished and forwarded to Delaware state prosecutors to decide whether charges will actually be filed. Corporal Mark Hopman with the Dover Police Department said on Tuesday that the agency's investigation into the allegations was finished, but he declined to say whether investigators were recommending that Busch be charged. He also declined to release the report. Acting spokesman Joe Rogalski says the Delaware Attorney General's office has the investigation and is in the process of making a decision. He declined to discuss timing. Busch's ex-girlfriend, Patricia Driscoll, says Busch choked her and smashed her head into a wall inside his motorhome at Dover International Speedway in September. Attorneys for the 36-year-old Busch have denied those allegations. My goodness. It is 6:24 at WCHL. Coming up next, we will check in with Charles Osgood and find out what's happening on the Osgood File.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, thank you so much. 625 at WCHL. Good morning.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. Millions of smartphones and tablets now let you use a fingerprint in place of a password. That's all very well, but there are now concerns that your own fingerprints can be hacked. High-resolution professional photographs, such as those taken of today's top celebrities, may not look as if they're revealing sensitive personal information, but if the celeb is waving at the camera and gesturing, as often is the case on television, says our CBS News colleague John Blackstone,
to a hacker, these high-resolution photos with clear views of hands and fingers could now be used to recreate a fingerprint. Jan Chrysler, known in the hacking community as Starbug, did just that.
We'll hear from Starbug after this. There are many ways to see the wonders of Europe, but let me tell you about the best. Viking River Cruises. Aboard a Viking River cruise, you enjoy a breathtaking tour of one of the great rivers of Europe, such as the Danube or the Rhine, in style and comfort, while you see legendary cities and attractions one after the other. With Viking River Cruises, you enjoy the comforts of a deluxe hotel. Most of the rooms and suites have balconies or verandas. The ship is designed to be spacious and open, so you don't miss a moment of the majestic countryside and historic castles as you sail down the river. Each Viking River cruise carries fewer than 200 passengers. Your outstanding crew and onboard concierge are all at your service. That's why I want to get you aboard a Viking River cruise, to enjoy the experience of a lifetime and explore the world in comfort. To learn more, visit VRC.com or call 1-800-207-7289. That's VRC.com or call 1-800-207-7289. John Blackstone, what does this Starbug fellow say?
He says pictures of German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen were taken with a standard camera from about 10 feet away. Starbug says he was then able to zero in on her fingerprints and reproduce them using readily available software. We spoke with him via Skype.
The whole security of the system relies on keeping something secret that isn't secret.
He does it to expose that it can be done, though.
Starbug has been exposing what he says are serious flaws in biometric security for years. Days after the fingerprint scanning iPhone 5S was released, he successfully unlocked a phone by recreating a dummy finger using glue to make a mold from a photocopied fingerprint.
And he's saying fingerprints are less secure than passwords?
Because once they're stolen, they can't be changed.
But they are being used more and more, says John Blackstone.
Fingerprint IDs are quickly expanding to home security, travel, and shopping. Concerned security experts say instead of replacing passwords with fingerprints, we should use them as a second layer of protection.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt a Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Metamont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, be sure to book a grooming appointment in January and you'll receive 10% off the session. You can also refer three friends to Wolfgang Grooming and your dog will get one free bath. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
Hey, Leo
Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy Ron Stutz.
And stick around just a little while. Freddie will have this morning's trivia quiz, and about 10 minutes until 7 o'clock. That's about 20 minutes away. 6:30, WCHL. Time now for a quick look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. 28 degrees this morning. It's okay this morning. It's about like yesterday, maybe a couple of degrees cooler than we had at this time. But it's going to be mostly cloudy all day. Slight chance of sprinkles or flurries this morning. Breezy, much cooler. High today in the middle 30s. Then temperatures are going to start to drop in the afternoon. A gust up to 30 miles per hour. Windy. Tonight, clear, brisk, much colder with a low down around 10 degrees. And because of the winds, it's going to feel like it's around zero or as low as two below. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny skies and colder with a high in the middle 20s.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
Paris News Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett. There's been an attack at an office in Paris housing a satirical magazine, and there are casualties. Details still coming in with the latest. CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris.
Two armed men arrived at the headquarters of the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo, and they opened fire there. There were quite a few people in there. What one eyewitness said was particularly scary was that they knew the first names of several people there. They were asking for people as they were shooting.
Conflicting word on casualties. One report says one journalist was killed, three police officers wounded. Another report says 10 people are dead. This magazine had been targeted before. It was firebombed in 2011.
Charlie Hebdo has been threatened before on several occasions because it's a satirical magazine that was one of the first to print the caricatures, those cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad.
Again, there's been an attack on a satirical publication's headquarters in Paris. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What is the world coming to? 6:32 WCHL, 28 degrees this morning. It is chilly, and it's going to get colder. Tonight's low down to about 2 degrees, with wind chill factors making it feel like it's, tonight's low down about 10, and wind chill factors will make it seem like it's 2 below because of the winds, some strong winds later on in the day. Temperatures have transitioned from rather mild earlier this week to well below normal, and it's going to get worse. National Weather Service meteorologist Shauna Coakley tells WCHL these cold temperatures are here to stay at least for a few days.
We're going to have temperatures quite a bit below normal through pretty much into the weekend. Looks like we're only going to reach into the upper 30s, and then Thursday we're expecting the coldest day so far. That's probably going to struggle to get out of the upper 20s or so.
Coakley says there are dangerous situations that can develop with these frigid temperatures.
We're not expecting precipitation over that time period, but there is the possibility we could see some wind chill issues. Lows Wednesday night will be into the teens, possibly nearing single digits.
Even though we may not see any snow or ice associated with this system, Coakley says it's still important to take precautions if you have to go out into the cold weather, especially if you have to be out there for any length of time.
The best thing to do would be stay indoors as much as possible, but make sure you cover any exposed skin. Try to stay out of the wind because that's going to really lead to maybe some problems with frostbite or hypothermia if you're exposed too long. So if you do have to go out, you know, gloves, scarves, anything you can do to lessen the exposure to the skin.
Also, please watch out for your pets. Make sure your pets are taken care of in these colder temperatures. Pets should either have an adequate structure with proper insulation to keep them warm or should be brought inside to ensure their safety. That's certainly the best thing. Rabies cases throughout Orange County were up sharply for this past year when compared to previous years. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on why that was and what we can all expect for 2015.
There were nearly double the number of confirmed rabies cases in Orange County for 2014 when compared with both 2013 and 2012, according to Orange County Animal Services Director Bob Morato.
We actually had our final laboratory confirmed rabies case on December 30th in Hillsborough, and it involved a fox. That was the 23rd laboratory-confirmed rabies case we had in 2014.
He adds there were 12 confirmed rabies cases in both of the previous years. Morado says there's no exact science to predicting how many cases a given area may see each year, but there are data points that reveal certain trends.
The historical data that we have on the incidence of laboratory-confirmed rabies cases in Orange County indicates that there is a cycling in these numbers, and that we saw in 2014 the beginning of an upswing.
He says that these trends typically run in 1 to 3 year cycles. Morado also points out that there were 23 confirmed cases, meaning that the state laboratory gave word there was an actual case of rabies. The possibility exists that the number of rabbit animals was even higher, and those cases were just not confirmed. Morado says that means residents need to be prepared in the future.
There is rabies here. It never goes away, probably will never go away in our lifetime. And therefore, we need to be prepared individually, as households, as pet owners, and as a community.
That includes taking steps to ensure the safety of your pet. Morado says monitoring your surroundings, as well as your pet's environment, is vitally important.
We're all better off without having our animal outside unattended. And if we're with our animal, or there's a responsible adult with our animal, whether it be a dog or a cat, the likelihood that there's going to be an encounter is reduced, because we can remove our pet and ourselves from a situation.
Staying current with the law is also a way to help protect you and your animals from rabies. North Carolina law states that all cats and dogs over 4 months must be current with their rabies vaccine at all times, and the Orange County ordinance calls for pets to wear a rabies vaccination tag. If your vaccinated pet has an encounter with a rabid animal, they're required to receive a rabies booster shot within 5 days, or they'll be treated as an unvaccinated animal. In the case of an unvaccinated pet, the choice is between euthanasia and having the animal quarantined for up to 6 months. Morado says the best thing is to make sure your pet is vaccinated, and you can do that through Orange County Animal Services' low-cost vaccination clinics.
I would refer people to our rabies webpage, where we have a full schedule for 2015. Those vaccinations are $10. They're provided for cats as well as dogs.
You can find a link to that information through our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As the new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was, 2014. This week, as part of our annual WCHL Year in Review, we're continuing our countdown of the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 in our local community. Today, we're up to number 3. And our number 3 story of 2014, the UNC community was shocked and saddened by the senseless beating death of 59-year-old school pharmacy professor Fang Liu as he took his normal afternoon stroll near campus one July afternoon, just a few blocks away from work. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Orange County 911.
Hey, my name's Dan. There's an individual laying on the street at Ransom and West University.
And he's laying in the street.
He's kind of laying to the side, breathing hard.
Liu was still breathing when help arrived on July 23rd, but he had blood coming from his nose and ears, and he was unresponsive. He was transported to UNC Hospital, where he died the next day from his injuries. He'd been hit on the head with a rock. Derek Davis II, 23, of Durham, and Troy Arrington, Jr., 27, of Chapel Hill, were quickly arrested and charged with first-degree murder, felony robbery, and assault. Liu was allegedly killed for his wallet. Davis has a long history of breaking and entering and larceny charges, and was released from probation in Durham County on June 30th. Arrington was reportedly on supervised release with an ankle monitor. He was awaiting a hearing on charges related to breaking and entering in Durham. The circumstances prompted Orange and Chatham District Attorney Jim Woodall to come to the defense of the Durham County Supervised Release Program.
Over the years here, we've had situations where people under our supervision have gone out and committed very serious crimes. That happens in every jurisdiction. And so that's why I'm not pointing the finger, because the finger can be pointed right back at us at any time.
Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and UNC Police Chief Jeff McCracken issued a joint statement reaffirming their commitment to public safety. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt met with Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt to discuss improving safety near the university. A week after Liu's death, hundreds gathered just a few blocks from the murder scene for an emotional vigil. Liu was remembered as a devoted husband, father, soon-to-be grandfather, brilliant scientist, and loyal friend to many. Here's Tony Yao, president of the Chinese American Friendship Association of North Carolina and a friend of Liu's.
We should not be here today. Something is wrong with our community. Something that has prevented Professor Fang Liu from enjoying another beautiful day of the life. family, and work.
Woodall recently announced that he will not seek the death penalty for Arrington and Davis, citing what he called a flawed capital punishment system in North Carolina. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Stay tuned to WCHL throughout the week for these stories. And this week, as part of our annual year in review, we're continuing our countdown. Also, the top 10 newsmakers of 2014. And today, again, we're up to number three. 2014 was a low-key year when it came to local elections, but it was a very different story on the state level, where two prominent politicians waged a $100 million battle for a seat in the U.S. Senate. WCHL's Jagmeet Mack looks back at our number three newsmakers of the year, Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis.
We need to free the American people up to make it an economic superpower, a military superpower, and an energy superpower. These are the things that we're going to go to Washington and do.
That's Republican Tom Tillis in Charlotte on Election Day after he won the 2014 U.S. Senate race. He defeated Democrat Kay Hagan.
You weren't just standing with me, though. You were standing with working families all across North Carolina.
She was the incumbent senator. Hagan, Tillis, and outside groups spent more than $100 million, making this the most expensive Senate race in the country. Here's a taste of how that money was spent.
If Tom Tillis understood where I'm coming from, he wouldn't make it harder for me to go to college.
Senator Hagan is a rubber stamp for President Obama.
He claimed he was surprised by his roommate's affair, but then rewarded both aides with taxpayer-paid bonuses.
While ISIS grew, Obama kept waiting, and Kay Hagan kept quiet.
Instead of listening to North Carolina, Hagan continues to push for Obamacare.
The price for their failure is danger.
I'm Tom Tillis.
I'm Kay Hagan, and I approve this message.
Hagan did well in Orange County. She had 73% of the vote to Tillis's 24%. Tillis won the election with 49% of the state vote. Hagan had 47%, and Libertarian candidate Sean Haw had 4% of the vote. Republicans took control of the Senate, holding all their seats and gaining 9 Democratic-held seats. Hagan served as U.S. Senator from 2008 to 2014. Tillis joined the North Carolina legislature in 2006 and served as Speaker of the House from 2010 until his election in November. Jagmeet Mack, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Stay tuned to WCHL throughout the rest of the week. We continue to count down our top news stories and newsmakers of 2014. For the complete list, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:42. Fred Black has today's commentary. That's on the way next.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been thinking about how people find a house or an agent.
Sammy Martin, all business all the time. You know, I've been thinking about it, too. People used to look at the newspaper and pick up their rotary phone, but no more, right? Billboards seem to be making a comeback.
No, they're not. People go to real estate websites. They register and read what some formula says a home is worth. Then the unsolicited calls and emails start. These sites do the best they can, but our business is about a lot more than numbers. We know the market. They use algorithms.
If an agent wants to be considered an expert in the local market by any of these sites, all they need is a credit card. Every single agent at Franklin Street Realty has lived and worked in Chapel Hill for at least 20 years. That's what expertise is about.
Use the internet for what it's worth, preferably our site, but then call someone who can help you make sense of it all.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
All right, it's 6:43 WCHL. Oh, boy, why does it seem like Monday already? Time now for today's commentary, and then you will hear Inside Carolina Basketball next on WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. A lot of very nice things have happened in our lives lately, but one that ranks right up there occurred on Thursday night, the 18th of December. I would like to thank our school board, Superintendent Forsella, Assistant Superintendent LaFreeze, all the other staff members, school improvement team members, parents, teachers, and all others who contacted our school board to express an opinion that led to the board voting unanimously to remove Memorial Day from the list of identified inclement weather makeup days. I could not be more thrilled. I would now encourage our board to ensure that we teach our students about Memorial Day and Veterans Day so that they all know why they're not in school on those days. Let's help them to know that Memorial Day is a day for remembering and honoring military personnel who died in the service of our country, particularly those who died in battle or as a result of wounds sustained in battle. They should also learn that those who died are also remembered on Veterans Day, the day we set aside to thank and honor all who served honorably in war or peace. In fact, Veterans Day is largely intended to thank the living veterans for their service and to underscore the fact that all who served, not only those who died, have sacrificed and done their duty. There are many in our community who would willingly volunteer to be resources for the schools as you teach our students this important lesson. So let's do it. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina is still smarting from its one-point loss to Notre Dame on Monday night in the Smith Center. Tar Heels trailed a large majority of the contest and were down as many as 11 points in the second half. But going to a smaller lineup helped the Heels get back in the game. Why did Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams go small?
You know, Bryce trying to guard Connaughton wasn't a very good matchup. And, you know, he stared him down and shot a three. And then the next time he drove him to the basket. So that was hard. So it was a balance. You know, we've taken away some of our inside, hopefully, strength to try to match up with them. But we were behind at that time. So we felt like we had to get some stops regardless of how many times we were scoring.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Yeah, what do you want?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than four people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Freshman Theo Pinson gave the Heels a big boost in the second half, scoring 7 points and pulling in a rookie season-high 8 rebounds. How pleased was Williams with his freshman's play?
It's pretty easy to tell because I kept him in the game. You know, it's a pretty easy sign right there. I thought the three was, you know, he hadn't made many of them, but it was wide open, and JP made a nice pass to him, and he knocked it in, but the offensive rebound was really big for us, too. And I've always said the easiest way to stay in the game is play well. And if you play well, you get more chances.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Well, there's already a North Carolina ABC Commission. It's anybody but Carolina. All those people out there who hate Carolina.
Oh. You know?
It's true. It's true. It's not. I'm not making this up. You think I'm making that up?
No.
The ABC crowd, we call them. You know, those are the people who've just been characterized by glee during this entire NCAA investigation and academic problems and all that kind of stuff. You know, they love it.
Oh, absolutely. They eat it up.
The ABC crowd. Anyway, 648 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz along with Nikki Morse, and Nikki will have a look at your morning traffic right after this.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, Get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carver. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at FitchLumber.com. Go Heels!
All right, thank you. 649 at WCHL and a lot of other places, too.
Sure.
I don't know why I always say that. I have no idea. It's 28 degrees at WCHL. There you go. It's time now for traffic. More on the weather coming up. But first of all, this traffic report brought to you by Cruisers. And here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Northbound Fordham Boulevard just starting to pick up this morning from Greensboro Street to 54. 40 eastbound also in pretty good shape with no delays if you're heading out to the RTP or airport from Highway 86 through the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to you again in just a little while. Appreciate everything that you've been doing this morning. I know you've been having some difficulties back there in the, behind the scenes.
No, never. Folks, everything is like clockwork.
Folks out there in Radio Land have no idea what this woman goes through. It's awesome. First of all, it's a big enough challenge working with me every day. And
no.
Then all the other stuff.
It is not.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you in a while.
You got it.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the place to go for that great coffee. Fuel up every morning at Cruisers with fresh brewed beans, cafe coffee, cappuccino, also hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. It is 28 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy. Slight chance of sprinkles or flurries this morning. Breezy, much cooler. High today only in the middle 30s. But the strange thing is that we're going to get up to about 35 or 36, and then temperatures are going to start to gradually fall throughout the afternoon to around 30, maybe even a little lower by the end of the day. Wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, brisk, much colder, low around 10 degrees. It also is going to be very windy, and the wind chill values are going to be about zero or maybe even a couple of degrees below that. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, very cold, with a high only in the middle 20s, and those breezes are going to continue to blow, and that's going to make it feel like it's really, really even colder than it is. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carborough. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We got a few of those to talk about this morning. Author William Peter Blatty is 87. He's the guy who wrote The Exorcist, right? 87 years old today. Magazine publisher Jan Wenner, 69 years old today. Of course, Rolling Stone. Singer Kenny Loggins is 67 years old today. I'm all right. Don't nobody worry about me. Singer-songwriter Marshall Chapman is 66. Actress Erin Gray, 65. David Caruso, the actor. He used to be, what was it? Wasn't Miami Vice, but one of those shows on TV. NYPD Blue, for one thing. David Caruso, 59 years old today. Then he had another CSI Miami or something. Anyway, he's 59. I thought he was older. Talk show host Katie Couric is 58 years old today. Actress Hallie Todd, 53. Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, 51. Actor Nicolas Cage is 51. I wish I had a good Nicolas Cage impression, but I don't. Actor Dougie Doug is 45. And Dustin Diamond, Screech, 38 years old today, believe it or not. And he's had enough problems in his life to for someone twice his age. And he's brought them all on himself. Kind of a ridiculous guy. We have some local folks celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Wendy Bryan has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Wendy. Hope it's a great one for you. Pam Falk also has a birthday, as does Greg Hoover. Congratulations to all of you. Have a great day from all of us here at WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stutz, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Freddie Kiger's here.
I am.
Everybody say
nice
hello.
Well, I'm listening.
Freddie, before we go any further this morning, I just wanted to say something that just popped into my mind and I completely forgot to tell you. It's one of those days you asked a question and you ran out because you had to go back for something, had to go back to sleep, I'm sure. But you were asking a question. It was back during December when we were playing Christmas tunes.
Yeah.
And you asked this question about if you were asking the question about was the night before Christmas.
All right.
And you said, how did Clement Moore describe Santa's belly?
Okay. Yeah. Like a bowl full.
Shook like a bowl full of jelly.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Pat Gutierrez was our winner that morning. And he called and said, I just want you to know that I'm almost embarrassed to win this because that was so easy. That may be the easiest
question. Come on, Doc. We're into love here.
Freddie's never had.
We're into love here a little bit. You know, Dr. Gutierrez on the weekends takes boxing lessons.
Does he really?
Yes.
Wow.
His father was a pugilist.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
My goodness.
So don't pick on him in a dark alley and ask for his credit card.
Does Pixie Stocking get up in the ring and hold up that big sign between
Pixie,
rings?
Pixie, who's obviously one of the nurses in the same office, she and the good doctor have kind of a running trivia competition.
And Bob Stocking's gotten into it lately, too.
Oh, yeah.
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 Bob Stocking's kind of a crazy guy. But
Bob is Pixie's husband.
I'm just wondering if Bob is, if Pixie is the one who gets up in the ring and holds that big sign.
Oh, that goes around.
Three that goes into the next round.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry I got you off track.
That's okay. No, hey, I can multitask. No, Dr. Gutierrez is, and Pixie and all that, a whole entire office are
smart people.
Incredible Renaissance people.
Yeah. Smart people over there, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Some of Chapel Hill's leading action adults.
Like Stretch He-Man.
You got a question?
Well, you know what? Yeah, I do. And maybe we can play off Dr. Gutierrez as a pugilist.
Okay.
Our category is underdogs.
Really?
Yeah. Underdogs.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. What's up in the sky? Mm-hmm. Is it a bird or a plane?
No.
Was it something or a frog?
It's
just little old me. Underdog.
Yep.
Here's our question. Yep. At the Lake Placid Winter Olympic Games back in 1980, what nation did the United States hockey team defeat to win the incredibly improbable gold medal?
Yeah, and that's a little bit of it. It's not really a trick question.
I know, but you got to whom did the U.S. hockey team in 1980 in the Winter Olympic Games at Lake Placid defeat to win the gold medal? Give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
It was the gold medal game opponent.
Exactly.
Who was it?
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
We spotlight a couple of hometown heroes today, Pat Garavaglia and Sharon Collins, co-owners of Balloons and Tunes in Carborough.
Pat and I wanted to do something fun and exciting and new and creative, and Balloons was right up our alley. And started a business with $50, if you can believe it.
Most of our business came from doing a birthday delivery to an office, school, or whatever. We still do that and hoping to do a lot of that for Valentine's Day. Most of our business is decorating for big events.
Balloons and Tunes has a store that you can visit. Once again, here's Pat.
We have our store in Carborough, cards and stuffed animals and little 10-cent toys. But, you know, most of the money that we make comes from doing big events.
The Balloons and Tunes women get involved in a lot of local charities.
The thing that is dearest to our heart is the annual Gifts for Foster Kids for Christmas program that we've been involved in and have tremendous support from the community. And we managed this past Christmas to provide Christmas for 160 some children in foster care and some other kids that just need a little help. With extra funds that we collected, we were able to support the Orange County Toy Chest.
Sharon Collins says over the years, Balloons and Tunes needed to change.
The number of requests really dropped off. The number of places we were allowed to deliver and sing, more and more limited. Public schools, limited access. Research facilities and hospitals, places in RTP, you could no longer go in and make a big production in front of coworkers.
There is a little downtime once in a while. Pat says she's a big Tar Heel fan.
Carolina basketball at every opportunity. Photography and gardening and things like that. Also work with Friends of the Orange County Department of Social Services, and I'm also on the Department of Social Services Board of Directors. Extremely fulfilling.
That's pretty cool. You've been in business for three decades.
Absolutely. It makes me feel really proud, actually, to keep a small business going for this long, to provide a quality of service that people have been willing to support.
to provide employment for people for this long. You know, I mean, I feel really proud of what we've done. We took a business that no one had ever heard of having balloons delivered to now. It's important. Everybody needs balloons now, and we feel really proud.
We appreciate our involvement in the community. It has really been a life well lived because of this small business and being introduced to so many cool people.
Sharon Collins and Pat Veragalia at Balloons and Tunes. Today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, Freddie had to get out of here and go take care of his heater at home. But the answer to the question this morning, the country that the United States took on in the gold medal game in the hockey competition back in 1980 in the Olympics was Finland. And our winner this morning, Elaine Rosenbacher. We'll have another question for you tomorrow morning. 28 degrees and cold. It's going to be cold all day and for the next several days. 7 o'clock.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's